This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So as an ex-NFL player, going to remind people of that every now and again.
Yeah.
This was the time of year where all of a sudden everything goes out the window. Like all the partying, all the traveling, all the stuff that you would do. Now, nowadays, the game is really, it's 365. They don't really take much time off, maybe a couple weeks after the season's over, and they all get right back into the gym. The amount of money that they're making, the amount of pressure that each of these players are feeling. But for those of us in my generation, you know, you'd work out through April and May. You'd have a couple mini camps, and you know, you wouldn't have that much stuff together like you do now with OTAs and all that. And plus, we did not have the facilities that they have now.
Like
if I were a New York Jet and I lived around here, I used to go to Hofstra all the time because we actually had a nice facility at Hofstra. It was really nice. But compared to what they have over there at the Atlantic Health setup is ridiculous. So if I would live in Florham Park or over there in Jersey somewhere, and that would be my gym every day. And I would love to do that. But this is the time of year now, right after 4th of July, where all of a sudden it sinks in that you got to go back to work. And each day goes by faster and faster and faster. And then all of a sudden, your reporting day is here.
Yeah.
And then one year, we had a play in the Hall of Fame game. I think we played against the Rams, I think, in 88. And that was a long off season. That was like a 6 weeks of two-a-days.
Yeah, this will be my second Brian Jones reference of the morning where I worked with over at CBS Sports Radio at the time. But he always used to, this time of year, he would always yell, "Summer's over, summer's over." I'm like, no, it's not. It might have been for you in college football or whatever. But no, July 14th, summer is not over around here. So shut up.
Yeah, normally we would report somewhere between like the 21st and the 27th of July. You know, they do the rookies first, then the vets. And every team's a little bit different. Some teams now don't even go away. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I know, still go away. I think Kansas City still goes away. I know the Cowboys go to Thousand Oaks, California.
Yeah, do the...
Pretty sure.
What about the Bills?
Maybe the Bills do. I'm not sure. But, you know, the Jets and Giants, they hear they want their fans to come and watch practice.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, my thought also is, like, they've spent so much money on these facilities.
You got to use them.
You should use them in some way, shape, or form. And look, let's face it, both teams are under enormous pressure for different reasons. You know, since they went to the playoffs, I think the Giants have only won 9 games in the 3 years. So, not good. And,
it's that bad?
I think it is that bad, yeah.
Ugh.
You don't even realize it.
9 games? It can't be that bad. Didn't they win 9? They must have won.
Nope.
Oh, God. It's so pathetic. So pathetic. I don't want to go
their offense, the last two seasons, their offense has either been second to last or last.
Yeah, there you go. Running away from home. This was at home last year. Remember, they almost in their 100th season didn't win a home game.
The fact that Daboll has stayed is amazing, that he and Joe Shane are still here, given what we have seen around here over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And I will say that I've always preached patience and stability with coaches that I believe know what they're doing and GMs that know what they're doing. I feel like they had one great year that caused them two really bad years.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not really their fault.
Especially with, well,
maybe you could say Shane, it could be his fault. And now I feel like they're starting to build something. But is it going to be enough for them, at least for Brian, to stay here next year?
Well, I mean, what their dream is to have a veteran quarterback and Russell Wilson give them the type of year that he gave the Steelers last year. You know, get them in the playoffs, win some games, and then be able to hand it over to a young quarterback the next year and then be able to develop that guy. I mean, that's really what he wants. But if it blows up in his face this year, then someone else is going to have to develop Jackson Dart, which is the last thing you want to see, is a rookie quarterback be able to sit for almost an entire year, learn an offense, and then next year have to learn a different offense.
I know that the running game is very important to all teams. It's, you know, you obviously see what Saquon Barkley did with Philadelphia last year and just the impact that he had and how much easier, if you want to call it easier, that he made it for Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts obviously played his ass off, but it helps when you have a 2,000-yard rusher in your backfield.
Yeah, 100%.
But the game is still the forward pass, and it's been more the forward pass, you know, over the last 15 years, just more and more and more and more, and this is why teams like Cincinnati sign their wide receivers and their quarterback to these crazy contracts, because they know that they could put fannies in the seats, and they know that they could put points up on the board. The Giants' passing game over the last five seasons, pass TDs, last. Five seasons. This is five seasons. Pass TDs last. Yards per attempt last. TD percentage last. Sacks tied for last. 270. Giving up 270 sacks in five seasons.
God. I mean, maybe it's because their history of success, it feels like the Jets are always the worst situation in football in New York. But the Giants, statistically, over the last number of years, are as bad as any franchise in the entire league.
Well, that's why I want to give John Mara a lot of credit just for trying to stabilize the whole thing.
But you don't stabilize it by also saying, this time next year, I better be happier. These guys are gone.
Well,
and this is a very very unpopular decision. Like, I mean, you don't do that.
I'm not saying that he's a PR maven. I'm just saying that we all know that Brian Daboll can coach. We know that. And I'd like to think that Joe Shane knows personnel. I mean, he's been around a lot. Most of these guys do. It's just they got to hit on a few guys. And most people who follow the league internally think that the Giants have one of the best defensive lines in football now.
Well, they should. I mean, if you get anything out of Kayvon Thibodeau, then they definitely will.
Right. And the other thing about Russell Wilson, you say whatever you want about him and his... Is he disingenuous? Is he not? I'll tell you, he's not going to screw up. He's going to be really careful with the ball. He throws a great deep ball, but he's not going to be somebody that he was 10 years ago. But he's also really not going to put you in harm's way.
Yeah.
Which I think as a veteran coach, I want a veteran to be able to teach somebody like Jackson Dart, look, we want you to be aggressive, but we also need you to be careful, because one of the problems that we've had over the years here is that we've given the ball way too much. We just can't throw interceptions. We can't have, you know, offside penalties or false start penalties and holding penalties, because nobody knows what the hell the quarterback's doing. And it's all been part and parcel to this Giant offense ever since that first year when they went to the playoffs.
Yeah. Absolutely. So if you want to talk some Mets, Yankees, Jets, Giants, lines are open, 888-808-1019. I don't go on X when I'm on vacation, so today's stuff's coming at me fast and furious, man.
Oh, boy.
Fast and furious. And I got a couple of things. One, we're getting birthday grifting from Peter Schwartz, meaning that he is wishing other people happy birthday while telling them that it's his birthday.
At 20's birthday, it's the most important birthday I don't even want to hear about Peter Schwartz's birthday.
So Peter Schwartz goes, happy birthday to New York Jets Hall of Fame cornerback Revis 24. Great to share this birthday with you.
Oh,
enjoy
God.
Your day.
That's not my fault.
Yeah, that's birthday grifting for sure.
Howie Rose to Alyssa Rose. Happy birthday to the kindest, sweetest girl imaginable. I love you. Peter Schwartz responds to this with, happy birthday. Glad to share this birthday with you.
I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
Oh, yes, you are.
I mean, this is a total birthday grifter. You know? I mean, you can't do that. Man, oh, man. And he also announced the passing of his father-in-law.
Oh, God.
I mean, this is just a lot.
I mean, there's a lot of emotion in there.
There's a lot going on in this guy's account. Do you announce the passing of a family member on your social media? Is that an announcement? Is that the proper thing to do? An announcement? I'd like to announce.
I think people do put out, yes.
Okay.
I've definitely seen people do that, yes.
Like announce. The word announce is I'm having a tough
announce,
time
but
with that.
Alert. It's just another way to put out a funeral, I guess, yeah. Alert.
He goes, I'm sad to announce. I guess he's an announcer, like, you know, at the Ducks and stuff. So I guess he does a lot of announcing. But yeah, he's birthday grifting here as well. And, you know, you also, this is another one. I'm hesitant to bring this one up. Ah, man. So this is another one. I'm hesitant to bring this one
okay.
up. Ed Ahern, who is a mailman umpire on X, tells me word on the street is BT got thrown out of a 10U Little League game yesterday. Word on the street, BT's getting tossed from Little League games.
Is he the manager?
I don't know.
Arguing balls and strikes?
I don't know. We got to find him and get the story on this.
Oh, boy.
You can't do anything. You can't do anything. With
suck
that.
On it.
Fleegs, I need your help.
Please. It is go time.
Just go find BT if he's here today. And just say, we're getting reports about this. Can you confirm or deny? And would you like to tell your side of the story? That's all. I mean, Fleegs might come back with a black eye. I'm giving him an opportunity to,
yes,
you know.
I mean, we got to straighten it out.
Because if
not,
it's not true, it's not true. But we got to make, but word on the street is, so we got to make sure we get the right word on the street. I can totally see him getting tossed. He's the type of dad that gets tossed.
Oh,
right?
Oh, 100. So you think he was wearing, like, cut-off sleeves and stuff?
Eye black. God, I can't wait to hear this. Let's go to Mark, who's in Belmar. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. I used to be a caddy at a private country club up in North Jersey. And one day they asked me to caddy for Phil Sims. This is a long time ago when I was a young guy. And I will say, he's a really nice guy. Hit the ball pretty well. And unlike the third hole, I asked him a question he thought was stupid, and that is whether the Dallas Cowboys were fooling around with the cheerleaders. And he gave me like a look like I was an idiot. But after the round, I took his bag to his car, and I had already been paid. And he said to me, were you taken care of? And I had that split-second decision of whether to be honest or dishonest, and I was honest. I told him I was. But really, really nice guy, hit a good ball. And, you know, it was, you know, like a long time. He was only in the league a couple of years. It was early 80s.
So he actually was a really good golfer at one point. Very,
but he
digit.
Never was a nice guy, though. So that's why I think maybe he has him confused with somebody else.
Much stiffer now, you know, than he was in the ornery. Then.
Well, maybe, I mean, the Phil that I know is very cranky. I don't know if the Phil.
Shut your ass up.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. So cranky.
I don't know if back then he was that cranky. Maybe he was just in a better mood all the time, younger guy, not
yeah,
as
but
stiff.
He was much, yeah, he wasn't nearly as stiff. Like, his hips weren't hurting, his back wasn't hurting.
So he's probably in a better mood.
But then I watch these videos that he does, and he still does these workout videos.
Still.
Yeah, he shows himself working out. Remember when he did those workout videos?
Oh, that's
shorts?
Right. Yeah. By the way, unfortunately, BT is off this week, so we cannot get.
Oh, then he may have gotten thrown out then.
I don't know if this was a scheduled vacation or maybe like he needed a day to cool off, but yeah, so we're going to have to wait. I will not bother him on his vacation about this story, but if anybody else heard that, he could reach out. Let's go to Steve in Bound Brook, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Gio, Boomer, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Gio, BT's a throwback from the 80s. My dad in Bound Brook Little League, he managed me and my brother's team. He got thrown out of a game, and he also had to be held back once because him and one of the other managers from another team almost went at it right on the field back in like 1981. I could see BT acting like that with a headband. Eye black.
I can anyway, too. You know, it's funny you say that, Steve, because Bogish always said that like BT, I think it was Bogish. It was Bogish or my old producer, Mike Bisseglia, said that BT looks like the villain from an 80s high school movie. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, he looks like that movie, My Bodyguard, with Matt Dillon. He looks right? He's a throwback. He's definitely a throwback.
Definitely.
Listen, this question's for Boomer, since Boomer's the guru here.
The guru.
Cam Scottaboo. Boomer, Cam Scottaboo, what are you expecting from him? Because I'm not sold on Tracy, and I know Scottaboo out of the backfield, he could be like a Theo Riddick, catch 900 balls,
wow,
maybe rush for 900 yards.
Yeah,
What do you think? I watched a lot of him at Arizona State, and he seems that type of a player.
You know, Giant fans are going to love him. You know, he's a little bit of a meathead.
Tough, right?
Yeah, he's a tough guy. He's a little bit like your typical, like, fullback/H-back running back, likes to run over people. I'm not saying he's John Riggins, but, you know, you could, when you watch him when he was at Arizona State and he's running over people, that's what you're thinking. So I'm not expecting those kind of numbers from him, especially with new quarterbacks, a new system for these quarterbacks. You know, and Malik Nabers has got to get his hands on the ball. Tyrone Tracy actually had a pretty good rookie season.
He had a great rookie season.
Right. Yeah. If Andrew Thomas can stay healthy and their offensive line stay intact with Russell Wilson not turning the ball over and not taking an inordinate amount of sacks and getting rid of the ball, like sometimes here's the thing that frustrates me a little bit about him. And I don't know if he does this consciously or not. Everybody's a little bit different, so I can't get into a guy's head. I was more apt to throw the ball away as opposed to taking a sack.
Yeah,
you know, I just want to get rid of the ball. I wasn't worried about my completion percentage. I was worried about negative plays, and you know, an incompletion is not a negative play. A negative play is taking a sack. A negative play is taking a sack and fumbling it. A negative play is an interception. You know, sometimes an incompletion's okay. You don't have to force it in there unless you're in the fourth quarter and you're driving, and you're trying to, you know, get things going. But as long as he stays away from the negative plays, which unfortunately they have been unable to do over the last 4 years or 3 years, that's the thing.
Let's go to John in Bloomfield. What's going on, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Confirmed. Hey, BT got thrown out of the game.
Mm, man, he must have been pissed.
Yeah, the umpire said, "I can't listen to you anymore. You got to go."
Wow.
Really? He was managing his son's under 10-year-old team?
And his son left early at third base, apparently. It was close. So I guess they appealed. I wasn't there. My friend was there. He's a little league official. And, he left early. His son left early. Man, these kids are young. 10 years old. Jeez. And, I guess he argued it. Apparently, he was kind of loud the whole game.
Yeah, well, I mean,
chirping the whole game. So I guess the umpire was like,
just had enough.
Well, he said, he's like, you got to go.
Wow, man, I tell you, if Aaron Boone had that type of fire, maybe the Yankees would be back in first place. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we need around here. I mean, Mendoza's fine. He's okay. But Aaron Boone, you know, he has it occasionally with the umpires who get thrown out, but, you know, he is, BT's just showing that passion.
And we've seen that passion around here many times from BT.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not surprised. And you know what? BT being the baseball man that he is, he was right about this. I without even seeing this whole thing, I can guarantee he was right.
You failed on the most colossal level that you can possibly fail on. Get your act together!
Is this audio from the game? We're able to get audio from the game of BT getting thrown out. Man, well, I'm not surprised, But if BT's arguing that much, you know he's convicted about it.
Yes.
He's a man who knows when he's right, knows when he's wrong.
Take it up your ass!
And I really do, I really do hope that, you know, he cools down and they continue on a great run.
I'm actually glad to hear that he's on vacation.
Yeah, he needs to.
Hopefully, they're not playing another game. But I'm assuming they probably are. They probably are in a tournament or something. That's why he took off.
Yeah, quite possibly. And his son is a great ball player, by the way.
I can see him having, you know, his son in triple headers and then going to the gym afterwards, lifting weights.
Yeah, I think he actually got drafted yesterday at 10 years old.
He's probably eating a lot of raw protein.
Definitely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What's that, Jerry? What is distracting you?
I'm noticing the call on the board. The third one.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you go to that?
I
don't know what you know. What's
a weird one.
That's why I say you should go to it.
Well, why don't you go to it so then I'm not held responsible?
All right, Clem in Rockland. Clem, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you had a great weekend. So last week I called BT and Sal. I was talking to Sal about Surfside, and I said, hey, BT, there used to be this guy on Sundays. You know, as a father of four kids, I coached travel baseball, softball, soccer. I said, I used to love listening to him, Rick Wolf. He's like, dude, I know that. Oh, God rest his soul, this and that. I said, you would be perfect for that show. I said, Rick used to talk about youth sports. And, you know, you're into sports with your son and your daughter. I said he was passionate. I said he used to talk about all those idiot parents getting loud and thrown out of games. I said, you would be the best, man, to host that show, take the torch. He's like, definitely do it. Oh, I've been thinking about that. So I got, you know, to hang up on me. And then he's talking to Sal about it. He's like, oh, man, yeah. And Sal's like, yeah, you got the passion. You do the youth sports. I think I got to call back and revoke that suggestion. Now he's the idiot who gets tossed out, man.
Clem, very funny. Yeah. Rick Wolf, of course, has passed, and he was a great employee here and host here doing that Saturday morning. the youth sports stuff, the aluminum bats. What do they call that? Rick Wolf's...
The Sports Edge.
Sports Edge with Rick Wolf. That's right. And then, you know, I don't think they brought that show back. I think there were some inquiries about people wanting to do it. You know, that was probably maybe too soon to be asking about that.
Didn't Peter Schwartz, like, ask 2 days after he died?
Jesus. You couldn't let that go, could you?
I distinctly remember that. Is that, am I misremembering, or is that true?
That's true, yeah.
All right, so I remembered that.
Yeah, and I believe, if it weren't for me, he might have asked, the same day that the email went out.
Oh, really?
He asked my advice. I said, Peter, you can't.
Give it 48 hours?
He was ready. When the email came out, passing of a colleague, he said, do you think it would be inappropriate if I responded to that email saying I'd like to do the show? And I said, yes.
Who's most likely to do that when I drop dead?
I've officially thrown my name into the ring for consideration.
Oh, that's very funny. So, anyway, all right, Jared, you ever get thrown out of a game?
No, close, twice. Yeah. But
really?
Never. Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, my last one was with Matthew when he was 18. I did an 18, it was my final hurrah with him and his high school friends. And I always put a camera right behind the home plate for the game, and I had a guy that was squeezing these kids like he thought he was doing Game 7 of the World Series. And at one point, I walked onto the field. I'm like, what are you doing? Call a strike.
Yeah.
And he warned me a couple of times. And the last time I could see he was really going to say, I'm like, I can't get kicked out my final weekend with my, doing this.
Yeah.
Went back that night, watched the game. Everything was, he was brutal. He was brutal. He was a bad umpire. And most of them are, most of them are really good. But I really do believe a lot of them bring it upon themselves. Like they these tiny little strike zones that guys, they're 10 years old. Call a strike.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Let's move this thing along.
Yeah. And it's bull.
Yeah, yeah.
Ball 4, ball 8, ball 12. Like, come on. Call a strike. It's frustrating.
Or you could hit 5 guys in a row like I did in 5th grade.
There are rules against that.
What do you mean there's a rule? I couldn't help myself.
No, not for you then, but for the younger kids, I think 2 in an inning, you're out.
Oh, really?
I don't know what age that stops. Maybe 12?
That's too bad. I wish I had that.
Yeah.
Gotten me right out of there.
Right off the hook.
As opposed to 5 in a row.
I think that happened to Al when he was 45.
Against the Wounded Warriors,
yes.
All right, Jerry, what do you got for us?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. A couple of things off the beaten path before I get back to the baseball, which is what it is at this point. So these are basketball clips that I thought were interesting that I saw. Michael Beasley did the Big 3 podcast. I think this was probably Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure. It wasn't yesterday. But he was talking about when he went to the Heat with Pat Riley, when he was running the Heat. And no, you wonder, how...
This is Michael Beasley, who just got in trouble with the gambling stuff?
Probably so. Yeah, so maybe this was posted... I just saw it come across the For You. I thought it was posted last week.
Okay.
Maybe it was earlier than that, but that's not the point of the story. Okay. It's more a matter of the way players view... I think, Pat Riley's old now.
Yeah.
But the way they view this guy is really something. So here is Beasley talking about when he got drafted... when he first got connected with Riley.
Pat Riley is one of the most, a gangster, just the smoothest person. I landed, I was on the jet, right,
Okay.
I just got drafted, though, so whatever.
Number 2 pick.
So I pulled up in the jet, and Pat Riley pulled up in a 47 Mercury, matte black. Sorry, with the good foots, no socks. Slacks on, got the hamburger meat out with the shade. So I'm talking about slick back. Had the gold. Man. I say, shorty, smooth.
What does that mean?
Meat, that's chest hair.
Chest hair? Yeah. I never heard it referred to such. She went like this. That's what I kind of thought he meant. And then lastly, so you had I looked up this car that he's talking about. Really cool, something from the 50s, or 47, obviously. But then they go out and he switches cars on them.
And then. Went got something to eat, dropped that off and got in a DBS, Aston Martin.
They living up here.
Yeah, it's just just smooth. He like a mob boss.
It was very interesting listening to him, though.
That's another one. We let get away.
Well, Pat Riley.
Oh, yeah.
He let himself away.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if he would have stayed, who knows?
He got annoyed.
Well, that is very true, too. Very good point. And then one other one from basketball, Michael Porter, now a net. You wonder when these guys find out they're traded, what their reactions are. This obviously coming to Brooklyn. Not terrible, actually.
On the plane when I found out, I kind of just was like, well, I'm traded, and kind of just took a nap afterwards. I'm excited to be here, though. You know, I love Denver. I love my time there. But I'm excited for this new chapter.
And says he can be better than he was. So
well, good.
That's kind of, yeah.
That's the way you accept a trade.
That is exactly
take a nap?
Well, it goes to show he had no anxiety about it. He wasn't mad about it. And he was all good with it. Baseball.
Bob, let's go to Jimmy in West Caldwell. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, Jerry and Al were phenomenal. Next to you guys, I was pissing my pants. They were hilarious. They were hilarious. They were brilliant. You got to get them on again. That guy, the ex-Jet guy, he came on Tuesday with a greasy hat that had sweat marks. He's on TV. It was disgusting.
He was a stealing
hat. Did you guys see his hat?
I did not know. I did not see it. So Willie was sweating?
Not that I noticed.
No. The hat was an old hat that had sweat.
Dang. Oh, I had sweat in it.
Then he wore his Pittsburgh hat. Is it Tuesday or when?
So Monday, you're saying, so Monday was the sweat-stained hat, you're saying, and then Wednesday was the Steelers hat.
Jerry, you're great, Jerry.
Well, you're very nice. Thank
you. You're great. You're better with Al, man. You guys just have a good chemistry. It's hilarious. Well,
thank
you. And for the guys that don't get up and get to hear you at 5 or 5:30, it went by so quick. God.
Jimmy, let me ask you. I didn't hear any of it. Maybe I'll go back and listen to it. But I just thinking, maybe me and Gio should take more time off.
Listen, they're good. Okay. They're good.
It's not a shocker to us. Yeah, we know.
I mean, I listen to the warm up show a lot. So
sometimes we're even a part of it.
Well,
for about 10 seconds.
At the end, yes.
Yes.
That yeah, is very rarely.
We don't want to get in your guys' way.
I don't say much during a warm-up show because I know that's their time. They don't want to step it all over them. But yeah, no, I'd heard, of course, great things.
Man, that'd be great. We'd get more time off now.
We'll do the Scott Van Pelt full 2 months.
Of off summer, you mean?
Yeah.
2 months off.
Yeah, I can't get away with that.
He takes the whole summer off, Scott Van Pelt?
Yeah, July and August.
Wow. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive. Anyway, the Yankees were not impressive on Sunday. They lost to the Cubs 4-1. Dansby Swanson, the tie-breaking home run, final game before the All-Star break. So the Yankees finished this. Yes.
Fleegs, I'm sorry. Malik Beasley, Michael Beasley, two different guys.
Oh, good point. Right.
So,
very good point.
Screwed
I was
up
thinking
there.
The same thing.
Jerry, somebody sent me a picture of your lookalike, a guy by the name of Basil McRae.
Okay.
He played for the North Stars back in the day. What do you think?
Sure. I really can't see, to be quite honest. I guess. Yeah, I could see that a little bit. I don't know that it's perfect, but that's not bad.
I definitely see it.
It's not bad.
Yeah, definitely see it.
Definitely double.
I don't know that Basil McRae, Minnesota
you don't remember
North
him,
Stars.
Yeah.
I don't. No. Is he an enforcer or was he a goal scorer?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Basil McRae. Well, he played in the NHL. I did not. Here was Max Fried on the unofficial first half. Yankees 53-43.
So far, so good. We still have a long way to go and a lot that we want to accomplish. But it's been a good start. But you want to be able to finish strong.
Yep, and a different perspective from Anthony Volpe. We know he's had his struggles.
I think ups and downs. I think a lot of room for improvement. And that's what I'm excited for the second half is to just help the team every night and. I think, like I said, there's a lot of improvement there.
And Yankees will be in Atlanta on Friday. They trail Toronto by 2 games in the AL East. You got Boston charging as well. They've won 10 straight. Meantime, the Mets did fall to the Royals 3-2. Nick Lofton, the game-winning RBI single in the ninth after the Mets had scored 2 runs to get the game tied. Here was Carlos Mendoza dealing with the offense. Kind of quiet again.
We got good hitters. You got to give these guys credit, too. That's a good pitching staff there. But overall, we got a good offense, and you just got to understand that at times, you're going to have a hard time scoring. And
they are having a hard time scoring from time to time, as we have seen. Sean Manaea did make his first appearance for the Mets this season after the injury. Pitched really well. He did take the loss, giving up the run in the night, but he went 3 1/3.
overall, health-wise, and being out there, how'd it go?
Good. Yeah. You know, it's really good to be back. Fastball and slider felt really good. I think I threw only one changeup to Bobby, and other than that, yeah, I didn't throw any more. So everything felt really
Clay
good.
Holmes, five innings of two-run ball as well. Mets will be home for Cincinnati on Friday night. They will start a half game behind Philadelphia in the NL East. That is because the Phillies did beat the Padres yesterday by the score of 2-1. Also of note from baseball, the Reds beat the Rockies 4-2, 2,000th career win for Terry Francona. The baseball draft, I know it's not nearly what the NFL draft is, but the Mets did take Michigan, we'll call him an infielder, Mitch Voit. The Yankees took high school shortstop Dax Kilby, and Caden Kent, who is Jeff Kent's son. He was an infielder at Texas A&M, and I gave you a couple of the local kids last hour as well. You had Nick Becker, a shortstop at Don Bosco, goes to Seattle. Andrew Fisher from Wall, New Jersey, went to the Brewers, and the Tigers took Michael Oliveto from Hawpog in golf. Chris Goddard wins the Scottish Open as he went toe-to-toe with Rory McIlroy and wound up winning by two shots. He is a local product as well, played local, played college golf at Rutgers, and also you guys mentioned Rumson Country Club and all that from Little Silver. And, yeah, you got the British Open at Royal Port Rush coming up this week. All right, moment of the day. A couple of good selections, but I did go with this caller to Joby on Saturday making a crazy claim about Boomer and Geo. So we did play Fact or Fiction, and it starts with the caller.
Geo's been trying to weasel himself into this trip.
And he finally did weasel himself into it. Is that what you're saying?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, 2 years of hard golfing, man, that gets you the highest class of places.
Fact or fiction?
Well, it's 100% fiction. Oh. I've never tried to weasel my way into that trip. That trip that Boomer takes is in March, and we did not see each other once on this vacation, and we just spoke very briefly.
Where did that guy get that from?
I don't know, but I like
it. Eddie just makes things up out of whole cloth just to annoy people.
Oh, is that true? Yeah.
And then, I mean, Joe B's, he probably knows that Joe B's the most gullible person in the world, you know? I mean, Eddie Rocco could have come on and be like, "Yeah, did you hear that Gio's transitioning into a kangaroo?" And then Joe be like, "Really? You telling me he's going to have a pouch and carry around a Joey? Now, can he jump, or is that something? Do you take a hormone for that?" I did not notice that he wants to be a kangaroo. All right, interesting.
I mean, come on.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, very good, Jerry. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I saw this towards the end of last week, over the weekend. It was probably Friday, where this LeBron James tension that was seemed to be going on, and the whole, oh, you know that they're building towards the future, and I got to see what the Lakers do in the offseason if I'm going to stick around, actually started. This was a Ramona Shelbourne and Brian Windhorst report. It started when Rob Pelinka and J.J. Redick had a reservation at the famed Craig's restaurant in West Hollywood. And the third person invited to that dinner was none other than Luka Doncic.
Is that to see what he was eating and drinking?
I knew you were going to say that. And LeBron wasn't invited to the dinner. And he got word of that, and that's where this whole thing kind of started.
Well, that's
got
to be sending a message.
I mean, is it?
I don't know. You know, if you're going to take, you're going to go to such a high profile place with another high profile player. I don't know if LeBron was not available that night or
the, I don't think he was asked.
All right, so if he was not asked, then this was, to me, you're basically not hiding the fact that your future is Luka Doncic.
Yeah, but I mean, he should know that already. I mean, LeBron's 40. He's got to understand.
Let me. Do you think, and I wouldn't be surprised, but wasn't Pelinka involved with LeBron in some way, shape, or form?
What do you mean? Involved?
Like as an agent?
Was he LeBron's agent? No, because Leon Rose was his agent, and then Rich Paul became his agent.
Okay, all right. But didn't LeBron have something to do with getting Pelinka the job or something?
I don't think so, no. I think Rob Pelinka was there before LeBron got there. I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, whatever. So, but to me, I would think, if just reading the tea leaves and trying to figure out what the hell's going on out there, everybody that's involved with the Lakers is just sick of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the LeBron thing. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, and then that's what's going to be interesting about the fact that, you know, there could be a chance that he gets moved, but it's just going to be the receiving team is going to be the problem. I'm sure that LeBron would want to leave. I'm sure the Lakers would be fine with parting with him at this point. But who is taking that on?
Well, he's not going west. He would only come east.
Right.
And he would come into the Eastern Conference and, you know, would Cleveland want to go around and around and around with him? Would the Bucks want to add him if they think they could fit him in somehow?
I mean, it's about business. More than anything, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's no doubt that he brings that. I mean, it could be his final season.
In Cleveland. So his first season was in Cleveland, and his last season is in Cleveland.
I'm sure people would go wild.
Nice way to finish it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think people would go crazy for that in Cleveland. But does it give him a step back in a wide-open Eastern Conference where they want to win a championship? But, like, what makes the organization more money? LeBron James on the Cavaliers for the entire year and they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, or the Cavaliers winning the championship without LeBron James?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say the Cavaliers going into the playoffs.
With LeBron?
With LeBron would make them a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, just signing LeBron would you could probably up so many things without, you know, the fans even realizing you're doing it.
Yeah.
I wonder You know, Troy, I don't know. How do Cavalier fans feel about it? You think they're 50-50, 60-40 in favor?
I think they weren't mad at him the second time that he left because he delivered the championship and they were fine with it. I think that they would welcome him back. I mean, the season that he had last year and the way that he looked, I mean, you could get excited about that. I could if he ended up on the Knicks, even though I don't want to see it, I could somehow convince myself to be excited about that.
Well, it would be a story for sure.
Also, I mean, just the fact that I think he's still got something in the tank. But he's just, I mean,
you look at their salary situation and who they'd have to get rid of.
Talk about the Cavs.
God almighty. I mean, Evan Mobley is making $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year he's making 46, and then he's got an extension all the way out to 29-30 where he's making 61. I mean, we're at a $70 million a year player already in SGA.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are we from a $100 million a year player?
3 years? I mean, probably. That's the best. I mean, the way things have been moving, I'd say 3 years is the answer.
Right. So Donovan Mitchell's there for three more years. Garland's there for three more years. Hunter is there for two more years. I mean, they would have to.
Jared Allen just signed an extension, didn't he?
Yeah, he's there. Wow, they're spending a ton of dough, man. I don't know if they could make it match.
Yeah, which is obviously the tough thing. But, I mean, they really, that would be a bad idea for them at this point. But then again, you know, I mean, that's the golden boy.
Well, they added Lonzo Ball, right?
Yes, they did.
They did because of the injury. The mm-hmm. Damian Lillard, right?
No. Lillard was on the Bucks.
I mean, did somebody get hurt on?
Not out for the year, no. I mean, they were dinged up, but no one ended up being out for the year. Like
again, so what? LeBron's making $53 million.
Is he? Doesn't seem like enough.
Well, yeah, like if the Knicks wanted to trade for LeBron, what would they have to give up to get him?
OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson. I think those two for sure.
I can't even imagine that they would want to do that.
I don't think that they do. I think LeBron would probably ask him, and then Rich Paul would probably make that phone call.
Yeah, if I were Jim Dolan, no way. No way. We wanted you here 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And you had a chance to cement the legacy here in New York, and you didn't do it. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to come running to us when you're 41 years old?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that the Lakers would love to get rid of him at this point. Seems like they're moving on. I think LeBron would love to go somewhere in the East, having one more chance at a championship. But who's that partner in this whole thing? Doesn't exist. No one's going to want him bad enough. He's too old. I mean, he played great last year, but no one's moving heaven and earth to get LeBron James.
Think about it. If he would have gone as a free agent somewhere, it wouldn't have cost as much.
Right. Exactly.
And he could have taken less money, and he could have maybe picked a team to go to just to ride it out one more year to see if he could win a championship, whether it be Cleveland, New York, or Milwaukee, maybe, I don't know, Orlando maybe.
But he opted in because that was the most amount of money he could make. If he opted out, he could have been on another team, but he would have been making far less money.
But he only would have opted out had Rich Paul had somebody that wanted him.
True.
And maybe somebody that would have done like a Harden deal. Instead of making $53 million this year, we'll give you $80 million over 2 years.
Yeah, true. But now you're locked into another year with 42, 43-year-old LeBron James. I mean, he was impressive last year, but at some point it's going to go, and it's going to go quick. You know?
I mean, yeah,
he can't go on forever.
It is amazing. I mean, you know, he's got no body fat. He's chiseled. But, you know, he doesn't, you know, at this age, and all athletes are like this. And even Tom Brady, who went out swinging, he was throwing 50 times a game there at the end because he lost Bruce Arians and he was calling all the plays. I would just say that very few athletes are ever built like this to look like this.
Yeah, and doing it at a high level for so long, so many minutes. I mean, it's incredible. How many games he's played.
I think the Lakers are going to be stuck with him.
I think so, too. Speaking of Tom Brady, that whole thing, I don't know if the guys talked about it last week, about how he was rumored to be dating Sofia Vergara, and then, like, his PR team came out and said he wouldn't date her because she's so old. Like, what?
How old is she, 50?
I mean, I thought that was one of the most disrespectful things ever.
Right.
Like, she is. I think looks I just amazing. Saw, I think she,
52, I think.
I mean, that was insane.
She had her 53rd birthday this week, right? That was a photo of her and her.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, Tom Brady's rep weighs in on report that quarterback finds Sofia Vergara too old to date. Tom Brady's 47, she's 53. If that's anywhere near true, that's a disgrace.
Maybe he wants to follow in the footsteps of the coach. You never know.
I mean, I'm really hoping that that's not Tom. Tom's got a little more respect for people out there to say something like that. Oh, maybe someone on his PR staff's going rogue, but
Maybe somebody in that PR staff is no longer on that PR staff.
Right. If your PR staff is making PR mistakes like that, and then the PR staff has to respond to the PR staff, you shouldn't be on the PR staff. I think that's fair to say. You know? By the way, all these NBA guys with the partying, like the whole Tom Brady thing, and he was on a yacht, and he was with, during the Bezos wedding and this and that, he was with Sidney Sweeney and all these things. I mean, if I see another, like, NBA yacht video, I'm going to lose it. Like, Giannis on this yacht dancing.
Hey, dude, let me just say, the amount of money that these guys make, it's
I know,
insane.
And I'd be doing the same damn thing.
You
if
would
I were
be.
To,
and by the way,
but it's like enough.
Tom Brady and the president and first lady were at yesterday's club FIFA final.
Oh, okay.
The Meadowlands. You know, Tom loves the Meadowlands.
Of course he loves the Meadowlands. Yeah. Well, he's gotten himself involved in soccer now. In
yes,
a big
he
way.
Has. Yep.
He's got that stake of that team, and he's that guy's got his hands in freaking everything.
Well, when you got $400 million coming your way
yeah,
from
but
Fox
like,
here.
Like,
you
chill
know.
Out a little bit. You no, know, why own a soccer out? Team, own a football team, do Fox.
Just remember, for him to get to and from an airport and on a plane and out of somewhere, it's just like you driving from the Meadowlands to Sayville.
With a lot less stress.
Exactly.
Not having to do anything. Sit there and eat some of his healthy snacks. Yeah, that is true. I mean, if you look at it that way. The way the other half lives. The Bezos wedding guest list. I'm hoping that he got together with Sidney Sweeney there. That's the thing I'm hoping for, Tom. Yeah. He deserves it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.